New Yorkers will now be able to order a drink or two with their brunch, or in some cases, breakfast, at bars and restaurants on Sunday mornings. The current law forbids sale of alcohol before noon on Sunday, but starting when Governor Cuomo signs the bill into law, alcohol will be available starting 2 hours earlier. Assembly sponsor Robin Schimminger of Buffalo opposed the original bill, which would allow liquor to be served starting at 8 a.m. every Sunday. He explained the compromise measure on the floor.
This bill allows sales on Sunday morning beginning at 10 a.m.
Bar and restaurant owners can apply for permits to serve alcohol beginning at 8 a.m. on some Sundays if there's a special reason, like a football game played in Europe, which is several hours ahead of the United States. Not everyone was pleased. Assemblyman Charles Barron of Brooklyn says the needs of churchgoers are being ignored.
I'm getting politically intoxicated by all of these alcohol bills that come out of the Economic Development Committee. There has to be another way of economic development and job creation that doesn't involve alcohol.
Barron joked that he was going to start a prohibition movement. Other Brooklyn Assembly members who represent a borough undergoing intense gentrification say the measure aggravates a growing problem. Assemblywoman Annette Robinson says bars are springing up close by to neighborhood churches, and all-night partiers getting drinks on a Sunday morning might disturb quieter residents going to religious services.
Every time that I go back home, there's another bar coming up around the corner. And so therefore, and we're talking about the distance between the schools and the churches, we have, Brooklyn is the borough of churches. And so therefore, every time a bar comes up, right down the block, around the corner, there's a church, there's a bar, there's a school. And so my concern is that what is our focus in terms of communities and families as opposed to bars and alcohol?
Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli, who represents the Rochester area, supports the 10 a.m. alcohol sales on Sundays. Morelli says the Sunday sales limits are part of the old, outdated blue laws begun by the Puritans in colonial times.
The law is a vestige of the 17th or 18th century. It involves preference for a religious observance. As I say often to people, Sunday is not everyone's Sabbath, and so the days ought to be treated equally. And frankly, in upstate New York, we have many, many facilities that would like to entertain families for brunch in the morning, and I think this is one of those things that is long past due.
Are there any other votes?
The bill was approved 106-21. The measure also eases some regulations for brewers of craft beer, cider, and distilleries, as well as wineries. But those who drink too much at Sunday brunch will have to be careful driving home. The legislature is unlikely to pass a bill allowing ride-sharing apps like Uber and Lyft to operate outside New York City. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.